Morning Ireland, it's 12 minutes to 8. Oil prices jumped yesterday after President Biden, when asked if he would support an Israeli strike on Iran's oil facilities, said, "We're discussing that. I think that would be a little. Anyway." Now, prices have come back down again today after that spike, but there is nervousness in global markets about the impact of the escalating violence in the Middle East. Muireann Lynch, Senior Research Officer in Energy Economics at the ESRI, is on the line. I'm not quite clear whether Joe Biden meant to say what he said. It was a very odd clip, but it certainly got an immediate reaction, didn't it, Muireann?
Yes, it did. The way these markets work is we have what's called futures markets in commodities like not just oil, but also things like coal, wheat, whatever. And what that means is you can buy a contract today that will give you the commodity in the future. So what futures markets tell us is the price we expect something like oil to have in the future. Now, we know from the past that all of the oil crises to date have been pretty much kicked off by conflict in the Middle East. And therefore, if there's any suggestion that there will be conflict in the Middle East that might impact on energy infrastructure, then that means that prices will go high in the future. And therefore, the tiniest little hint that something like that might happen feeds straight through to the markets right away. And that's what we're seeing there.
I see the Financial Times is quoting a European diplomat. Apparently, Israel has been asked to stop short of an attack on Iran's oil or nuclear infrastructure. But the diplomat is quoted as saying, "It's depressing to see how little influence we have on these events. It injects some pessimism, some fatalism into our discussions on it." So the risk does appear to be there.
Yeah, I mean, the way it would happen is if you hit infrastructure for producing energy, then what that means is that obviously there's an impact on the supply of energy. So if there's an impact on the ability of any oil producing country to produce a certain amount of oil, then that means that we have less oil available and that pushes up the price. And that's what's kind of always happened. We've seen what happened with Ukraine when there was uncertainty around gas supply, prices went really high. So then if there was some kind of military conflict or a specific targeting of energy infrastructure that had an impact on the supply, then the price can only go up. That's the way these things work. If supply mm-hmm. goes down, price goes up.
Now, people, of course, are getting another energy credit, they heard in Budget 25. But still, aren't energy prices in Ireland still roughly 70% higher, I think, than they were at the start of the war in Ukraine?
Yeah, we're still well above the long run average. And that's kind of across the board. That's fossil fuels like coal and or like gas and oil, petrol, diesel, and also electricity. We are not at the dizzying heights we saw after the Ukrainian crisis. But if this were to happen, it would be petrol and diesel it would impact. We'd see the prices go up at the pump pretty much immediately.
All right. Thank you for joining us with that. That's Muireann Lynch, Senior Research Officer in Energy Economics at the ESRI. And now at 10 to 8, we're going to go to Petula Martin.